Listening exercise. Listen to the interview about the discovery of the great Anglo-Saxon treasure of Sutton Hoo and complete the sentences.
Today, for our program Great Discoveries, we are going to talk to Dr. Gene Smith, the famous archaeologist and author of many popular science books. How are you today, Dr. Smith?
I'm fine, thank you. How can you not feel good on a lovely day in May?
Yes, it certainly is a splendid day.
And the discovery I'm going to tell you about was made on just such a day, just before the Second World War in 1939 at Sutton Hoo.
Sutton Hoo? What a strange name.
Well, yes, I suppose. Sutton Hoo is a hill on the Suffolk coast, and it is now famous for one of the greatest archaeological discoveries ever made in Europe.
What was discovered?
Not so fast, young man. First, let me tell you how this discovery was made, because it involves ghosts.
Ghosts. Please, Dr. Brown, let's just stick to science.
I will stick to the facts. In any case, this great archaeological discovery was made thanks to the woman who then owned the archaeological site, Mrs. Edith May Pretty. And she believed in spiritualism.
Spiritualism? What on earth is that?
Spiritualism is a belief in the possibility of communicating with the dead in some way, through dreams, for example. Anyway, Mrs. Pretty had a dream in which she heard a funeral procession. Other people say that one evening she saw an armed warrior standing on one of the funeral mounds, the places where ancient people used to bury their dead.
Dreams in which she heard a funeral procession? A vision where she saw an armed warrior standing on a funeral mound? Dr. Smith, really?
But that's not all. After this, she called a dowser to help her.
You mean those people who find water by holding a forked stick?
Yes, dowsers find water with a forked stick. But they can also find other things too, like gold.
Gold?
So, after dreams, visions and dowsers, Mrs. Pretty turned to science. She wrote to the Ipswich Museum and asked them to send her an archaeologist. And the museum sent her one, Mr. Basil Brown. Mr. Basil Brown came in May of 1938, and Mrs. Pretty took him to the different piles of earth, the funeral mounds. She asked him to begin digging in the biggest one, but Mr. Basil began with a smaller mound, and here he found
the gold and jewels of a great king.
Well, not exactly. You see, it was a funeral mound, but somebody had stolen all the jewelry. A thief had taken it all.
Oh.
Then he excavated two more, and again he found many old Anglo-Saxon relics. But all the gold and jewellery had already been stolen.
So much for dowsers.
Yes, I suppose. So Mr. Brown stopped that year and returned the next May and began to excavate the largest funeral mound. And here he found
nothing. It too had been robbed.
Wrong! He found the funeral ship of a great Anglo-Saxon king with all his jewellery and gold. Many think that the king buried in this ship was King Rewald, who ruled in this area from 617 to 625. And his jewellery was wonderful. You can see some of it in the British Museum if you want. His belt buckle, for example, is made of almost pure gold. It's 12 centimetres long and weighs about half a kilo. And, hey, where are you going?
I'm going to look for a dowser.